I actually was in the truck with Harold Schoenhauer, and we drove the truck from Denver to Park City with all the stuff. And we moved it into the old Mount Air Market, which was on Main Street. And then what I did is I went to work for the National Training Center, which was in the Mid-Mountain Lodge, which is not where it was now, but was where the old mining buildings used to be. They remodeled those buildings. Edgar Stern had someone who, some large company was going out of business, or they were moving their offices or whatever, and they had all this furniture. So they brought it all to Park City, and they put it in the Mid-Mountain Lodge. And the idea was that racers would come and stay there, and then they would train on Willie's. So shortly after that, they cut those runs. Willie Scheffler was the guy who was here at that time, and they cut Willie's. And they cut Erica's, and then they cut the two other runs. So then, you know, it was Craig's idea, and I'm not sure who planted the seed. But actually, I think Heavenly Valley was supposed to host a World Cup race, and something happened, and they couldn't. And Craig immediately jumped into it and said, oh, well, we can do this race. And so we did it on, I think we used what was called either the ladies or men's slalom race that year. And it was a spring race. We hauled everything up there, and then in subsequent years, like in 86, it was on Willie's, and, you know, from then on, it was on Willie's or it was on Payday, and it wasn't until, like, the early 90s that we actually moved over to the Eagle Race Arena. In fact, the mid-90s, the Eagle Race Arena. But in 85 and 86, I remember one of the things, because they engaged the state. And so Craig contacted the governor and said, oh, we have to have all this help. Because we didn't have, I don't think there was even snowmaking then. So we had to prepare the slope. And so they came up with all these ideas. They built this, what was called the sheep's foot, that was a big canister-like that the cat pulled, and it had these long spikes on it, and it would poke holes in the snow so that it was like boot packing. But the governor then said, well, if you need the National Guard, we'll send the National Guard. So the National Guard came, and we even have some pictures at the resort of the National Guard walking down Willie's, packing it, making it so that, you know, we could prepare the slope, because we didn't have, you know, what they have today for preparing, and like snowmaking and the cap time and et cetera. And that's how those first couple races came about. Early on in America's opening, we started right in the beginning, we should have a parade of flags. And the parade of flags was always the Park City ski team, the Devos, the youngest group of kids, were going to ski down with the parade of flags. But one of the things that happened after about 3 years, and I think not only Dar Hendrickson but Jordan Swenson said, you know what, if we're going to have a parade of flags, we have to have a parade of tools at the end of the event. And so all the volunteers, the last few minutes, right after the race was over, they would, wherever they were, they would grab gates, rakes, shovels, drills, whatever, and they would have their parade of tools as they skied down to the finish line. And there are some great pictures out there. The last event, which was the men's giant slalom at the 2002 Olympic Games.
America's opening was held each November for 17 years, with only two exceptions. Because of the Olympics, the race was not held in the winter of 2002, and because of poor snow conditions, it wasn't held in 1999. Citing high cost and poor timing, the resort announced early in 2004 that it would no longer be one of the first stops on the World Cup ski tour. The resort held its final World Cup race November of 2003. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger Ski Studio, Park City.